are here at the 2018 Fighting Big Bright Minds in sunny San Diego, California, with Mr. Andrew Downen. Andrew, how are you, sir?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for asking.
It's great to be back here at Filene's trademark event of the year, Big Bright Minds.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of people in the same room sharing big ideas, sharing experiences of what's going well, what they can do better at their credit unions, and glad to be a part as always.
It's good stuff. And you are here as kind of an alumni. Oh, you just had the alumni roundtable upstairs.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
You obviously former Filene. You were the director of what was your title?
First off, director of innovation, so okay. Leading the I3 program and the innovation incubator,
right,
and then the last year and a half as managing director of research. So Filene's five centers of excellence on technology, consumer decision making, the whole nine yards.
Right,
got the chance to lead.
And so,
that.
And we were talking before the recordings, like, because I went on the website, you know, like a month or so ago, and I'm like, where's Andrew? I don't see him anywhere. And now you're at Vantage West.
Vantage West, that's right. So Vantage West is a $2 billion shop in southern Arizona, actually serving Tucson and Phoenix area, leading marketing and communications for the credit union. It's a great organization. We're doing a lot of great things in the southern Arizona area, really recommitting to helping Arizonans thrive. And it's just great to take a lot of what I learned at Filene, what I learned at previous credit unions, and now bring it back to have that direct impact to 150,000 members.
Yeah, because that's what you guys were talking about up there. It's like how have what you guys have learned at Filene, how have you, Trent, because, you know, you usually have kind of the alumnus come back each year and talk about what they're doing. And so how has what you learned at Filene affected your job now?
Yeah. I mean, it's just so much from the perspective of, you know, kind of the academic theoretical learnings at Filene, things like, you know, human-centered design. And it seems so obvious, and it's such I say this in a good way, but a buzzword right now in the credit union movement is human-centered design.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about why the 5,500 credit unions exist, it's to do what's in the best interest of their members. And so if we can take that into practice, and we're doing that now at Vantage West, to say, let's design products that meet our members' needs versus sell them products that kind of meet the needs of the credit union.
Right.
And it seems so obvious, but it's such an important change in mindset. And it leads to better products. It leads to better experiences for members. And it's great to be able to take that experience and knowledge from Filene and now put it into practice at a credit union.
And they also had a really great question out there. It's like, what advice do you have for the younger generation come up through the ranks? Because I know there's a lot of crashers in the room up there, and they were hanging on every word you were saying, Andrew.
They're probably going to learn as much as what not to do. But so I will say, my takeaway is that there were many people in that room who are going to go get a tattoo on their arm with the word agitator. And that was one of my recommendations, particularly for the young professionals, is to go back to their credit unions and in a respectful, professional way.
Sure.
Be the ones to ask the tough questions. Mm-hmm. Be the ones to maybe raise the unpopular ideas that haven't yet been proven, but our movement needs agitators.
Mm-hmm.
Our movement needs individuals who are willing to question the status quo. Say, what are we going to be able to do 15 years from now to ensure our success?
Mm-hmm.
That may be a difficult concept for us to wrestle with today, but it needs to be discussed. So the recommendation, the advice I gave to those individuals is go back, be comfortable and confident in playing that role as the agitator.
You also talked about one, and I'll wrap up with this because I know you got a busy schedule here, but you also talked about the war for talent and in particular retaining that talent.
Yeah.
Can you give us a quick little summary on what your answer was?
Sure. So some of my thoughts centered around kind of redefining what credit unions mean by retention.
Mm-hmm.
And so traditionally we think about, am I retaining top talent within my credit union? That's important because we want top talent to help each of our credit unions grow. But our industry, our movement, has such a unique opportunity to share talent that we should be looking at retention as, are we retaining this top talent within our industry, within our movement? As a credit union leader, if I can help develop somebody, hopefully they'll rise up in the ranks at my credit union, but if they end up going to another credit union and impacting other members, I see that as a tremendously positive thing. And again, what a unique opportunity for us.
Well,
to
you're an example of that,
retention.
Right?
I suppose.
Because you were at other credit unions, Filene, and now you're at a new credit union.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I think that goes back to kind of how credit unions can cultivate talent. I don't know if this is a good thing. I think it's a good thing. I can't imagine working in any other industry or movement than credit unions.
Yeah.
And if we can have individuals, leaders in our movement, who have that mentality to say, I want to take my talents and impact as many individuals as I can, regardless of the credit union, regardless of the organization, it's really going to move our movement forward.
Right on. I think that's a great message to end on. Andrew, thank you so much,
sir.
Thank
you. Always
appreciate
good to
the
see
impromptu
you.
Interview. And great to see you as well.
All right.
Keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you.